Unit 8. Recording 11.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Alice.
How are you doing?
Hi, Alice.
Listen, we need to make a decision about our holiday. If we don't decide soon, it'll be too late to get anywhere to stay. It's got to be Corfu, hasn't it?
I'm not sure how we'd get there.
Well, my brother went there last year. He flew to Rome, then took a train to Brindisi, and then had to get a boat.
No, it's not as difficult as that. We could fly from London to Athens and then take a flight from there to Corfu. It takes about 6 hours. I've had a look on the internet, and it looks like there's a flight that leaves London at about 10 in the morning. But we need to book soon. The longer we leave it, the more expensive it's going to be.
But obviously, it would be much easier getting to Athens. There's lots of flights and we wouldn't have to change.
Then what about somewhere to stay? Aren't hotels supposed to be pretty expensive in Corfu?
Well, I've found three that seem possible. I've printed off the details here. They all look pretty good and they're right next to the best beach on the island.
Which one's cheapest?
This one here. €60 a night for a double room.
Well, accommodation would be cheaper in Athens, I think. It says in my guidebook that there are reasonable hotel rooms for as little as €40 a night. There's one here recommended. It's a bit far from the city centre, but it's on the metro, so it's easy enough to get into the centre from there.
It wouldn't be as nice as being able to look out over a beach. What worries me is what we'd do in Athens for a couple of weeks.
Look, Athens is one of the oldest cities in the world. There's lots of museums, and then there's the Acropolis with the Parthenon.
I remember going to Rome with my parents once. We spent the whole time looking at museums and art galleries, and it was the most boring holiday I've ever had.
Yeah, I think it'd be more fun to go to Corfu. I much prefer lying on a beach to walking around art galleries all day, and it would be more peaceful than being in the city. I want to come home more relaxed and healthier, not unhealthier than when I went away.
Yes, I'd prefer to go to an island too, although I don't want to lie on the beach all day. Maybe we could hire a car and explore the island a bit.
Yeah, we want to see as much as possible, and a car would be the easiest way of getting around. It's probably not as unspoiled as some of the other Greek islands, but it's still supposed to be a really beautiful place, so we'll want to see as much as we can. What about the weather in August? I know we all want to see some sunshine, but isn't Athens supposed to be incredibly hot in August? I've heard that it gets so hot that a lot of people leave the city to find somewhere cooler.
No, my friend Mark used to work there as an English teacher, and he reckons the heat is nowhere near as bad as people say. Anyway, isn't Corfu likely to be as hot as Athens at that time of the year?
I think you get the breezes off the sea.